Okay, here we go. Five words for Parshas Vayetze, Tavshin Ayin Ches. Our learning should be in Tzchusu for Shalem Rivka Gol Bas Yehudis, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Basio, Ariel Malzatel Bas Elyon, Besuch Shar Chol Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Beis Halevi. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Shava, Vayelech Charana. Yaakov left the Be'er Shava and he came to Charan. Asked the Beis Halevi, in the first Beis Halevi, very nice, you tell me that he's leaving Be'er Sheva to go to Haran. Just tell me he's going to Haran. Why do you have to tell me that he left Be'er Sheva and he's going to Haran? What's going on over here? It seems so extra. We know from last week that he left because Rivka told him to go. So why is he telling us that where he left from? Says the Beis HaLevi, that Yaakov was Mekayim Mitzvah Kibud Av Ve'Em in the complete way. How? He says that Rivka told him to leave. Why? Because she saw that Esav wanted to kill Yaakov for stealing the brachos. Yitzchak didn't know any of this. Rivka only told Yitzchak that she despises these Canaanite women. At the end of the day, Yaakov has to go get married. So Yitzchak told him to go to Charan, and Charan to be able to get married. So by Yitzchak, Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Yaakov is being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibud Eim. Rivka told him to leave because Esav wants to kill him. But by Yelech Charana, the Torah wants to tell us that he's also being Mekayim Yitzchak's Kibud Av Ve'Em to be able to go find the marriage, and that's why it says Dafka where he left, to show you that he was being Mekayim the mitzvah Kibud Av Ve'Em in the complete way. Very, very interesting idea. That's why even last week Ulayim Misheni Avi with Yaakov is trying to satisfy Rivka. He wants to also, he doesn't want to lie to Yaakov to Yitzchak. Also, he wants to. He's a very, very into doing mitzvahs b'shleimus. Very, very beautiful idea from the Beis Halevi. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from Rav Meir Pramishlana, where the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. So the pasuk says, "Chav Ches Tezayin." Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnos Vayomer Achin Yesh Hashem Malka Malka Mazal. Yaakov wakes up from his sleep, and he says, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe this is. I found the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this place also. That behold, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in this place." Do we know Chazal tells us Har Abayis? Meir Pamashlaner asks, "What's the deeper idea here?" He says that, you know, at the end of the day, when you wake up in the morning, sometimes we have a Yetzahara, sometimes we have a Yetzatov. He says Yaakov showed us how to wake up in the morning. Pasuk says Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnos, though he immediately woke up, and what was on his mind? Achin Yesh B'Malkom Hazav Anoch Liodatia. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mamisha, I didn't know about it. He says that the essence is that as soon as a person wakes up, he's to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's hard for him, he's to be able to go. He says that what's the opposite reaction? Vayikatz Paro. We're going to read the Parshas Miketz. Paro dreamt. What happened? He got woken up. Vayish Vayachem Shenis, and he went back to sleep a second time. The end of the day, when we wake up in the morning, what are we thinking about? 5 more minutes? Are we okay? I'm up in the morning. Moida'ani lefanecha. Wash my hands. Be able to go say Berachos HaTorah. Be able to go do mitzvahs. So this sounds very hard. At the end of the day, they say that the story about Rav Eli Lapian. Rav Eli Lapian used to wake up in the morning. As soon as he woke up, he would wake up. And they asked him how he was so good at it. So he said, the Ma'aseh Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask me after 120 years. He's going to open up a Shulchan Aruch. I want to be able to answer the first Shulchan Aruch that, you know, at the end of the day, that I was able to do that. Actually, that might have been someone else. Rav Eliyahu Lapian said that, you don't want to know how I got up? Yitzhara tells me to go back to sleep. So I tell Yitzhara, if you're up, if you're telling me to go back to sleep, I'm up. It's a beautiful idea. Yitzhara says, Rav Eliyahu Lapian tells you to go back to sleep. Rav Eliyahu Lapian always answers back to Yitzhara and says, if you're up, I'm up. All that tzaddikim say is that you want to be able to answer the first sefer Shulchan Aruch, Yiskaber Kari. So at least you'll be able to do the first one, and be able to get up, wake up in the morning, you're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, 5 minutes is not the end of the day, it's not the end of the world. Just to be able to show us where your head is at in the morning. Are you in a Yaakov Degamot, Achen Yeshua Mokom Hazeh, or in a Vikatz Parah, Vayesha Vayesha Vayachalim Shini, so going back to sleep and not thinking about their Rabbeinu Shalom. Beautiful idea from Rav Meir Pramishlan. Moving on to our third idea from Rav Shalom of Belz. So the pasuk says, "V'shavti b'shalom al beis avi," and it's in the middle of Yaakov's his nether to Kadosh Baruch Hu that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be with him. He wants to return peaceful to his father's house. So Rashi says, "Shalom min achit, shlo elmar midarchi lavan." He shouldn't learn from the ways of lavan. He should be so pure and in such an atardic way that he should be able to make sure that he shouldn't come to sin. And Rav Shlomo Bel actually says we have to see a remnant to this Rashi. To this Maimer Chazal Rashi quotes to actually Gemara and Brachos. Gemara and Brachos tells us in Samach Dala and Aleph that Omer Rav Avin Alevi Hanifta Mechavero Al Yomer Lo Lich B'Shalom El Lich L'Shalom. When a person leaves his friend, you shouldn't say go in peace. Rather, you should go to peace. Because Yisro said to Moshe Lich L'Shalom, you should go two piece. And then Moshe was successful. David said to Avshalom, Lech Bishalom, you should go in peace. Halach v'nisla, and he was hung. He was hanged, however you want to say it. And the Gemara goes on, Rav Avin Halevi, he says, Aniftar min amis, someone who leaves a dead person, Ayomar lo lich l'shalom, you shouldn't so go two piece, el lich bishalom, you should go in peace. And he quotes a pasuk there. So he says, that's Rav Shalom Bells, Rav Shalom Bells, the Bells Rebbe is saying, Yaakov Davka says, Tashafti bishalom, al beis avi, what is he referring to? He's not referring to Yitzchak Avinu, that's a pashup shot. Veshavti b'shalom abis avi. Says that when he returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be veshavti b'shalom. They just like the same way we tell the mace elalich b'shalom. The same way you came into this world pure, completely pure, you should go lich b'shalom. And that's what Yaakov Davka says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, veshavti b'shalom. And it should return to beis avi. It should return to the house, not only to Yitzchak, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to your house, mamish, like the mace, completely pure. Completely tohor, mamish in a very high holy level. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four is brought to us by Rav Yerucham Lvovitz, brought to us by Rav Zelig Pliske in one of his books. So the pasuk says, by the births of Reuven and Shimon and Chavtes Lamebez Lamegimel, Atar Lelev Teleben, Tikash Mo Reuven, Ki Amra Ki Ra Hashem Be'Ani Ki Atal Yavani Yishi. Hashem saw my affliction and my husband will love me. Right? They always thought that Yaakov Aracha more. And then it says, "Vatar over to the Rebbe and told me, 'Kishama Hashem ki snu anochi ve'yitan lam gam azev tikoshmo Shimon.' She gave birth to another son. Hashem heard that I'm hated, and she called him his name, Dafka Shimon." Rabbi Yochanan Lavavit says, "What's the message here in these pesukim that Dafka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard Leah's hate and Leah Yaakov didn't love her? What's going on over here?" So he says, "You know, at the end of the day, we know Chazal tell us all over the place that we have to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu rachum avatar rachum." Just like Hashem is merciful, you're merciful, we have to be merciful too. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw the affliction of Leah and he heard it. What does this mean? It means, you know, you want to know how to emulate Kadosh Baruch Hu? It means to make sure, to make an effort to perceive the pain of others. Says Rav Yochanan Lvovitz. Some people say, how's your day going? They tell you good, but you see something on their face, it's not good. It's not good. Or you see their body language or their facial expressions, it's not good. At the end of the day, you want to know how to emulate Kadosh Baruch Hu? By making an effort to perceive the pain of others. Going out of your way to try to look at their tone of voice, their facial expression, to see their mood, see what's going on over there. And that's dafka, what the pasuk is trying to tell us. Like, Rosh Baruch Hu saw Leah in her English, or whatever that means, in her English on that level, that Rabbi Reuven and Shimon, and that's what dafka, Rosh Baruch Hu blessed her with the children. And how do we be more like Rosh Baruch Hu? By being more sensitive, and being more caring, and looking for those signals, looking for those signs and those signals to people around us. Finally, to our fifth and final idea, Havali Banim, the pasuk says in Perek Lamed, pasuk Aleph, famously that Rachel Imenu says she give me. She saw that she wasn't getting pregnant, so she gave. She was Mekana, her sister. Of Kluger has a whole thing that what does it mean that she was jealous? She wasn't jealous of her. She was jealous in a good way. The kinah soifrim. It's not for now, but she says, give me children. If you don't give me children, it's like if I'm dead. So he says, Hava, says the Sefer Ol Aryeh, Hava is Gematria 12. Hey Beis Hey is 12. He says, Rachel saw that Davka Leah already had four sons, and the other Shivcha would have, maybe the other Shivchas would have three. So at the end of the day, she says, at least give me two. Havali banim, at least try to get havali banim. Tainli l'chol pachashnei banim. At least try to give me two. That's why the word hava dafka is 12. Just try to give me something, and that's why dafka. We know Chazal tells us that Leah saw that really Dina was going to be another boy, but she davened Leah because she didn't want her sister to be able to have less than the shachas. A very beautiful idea. But I just want to say one other idea here on the words havali banim. The Sefer Ol Aryeh quotes from the Zohar that Rachel cried and Leah cried. Rachel cried about Havali Banim, V'imein Mesa Anochi, and if not, I'm going to die. Chodesh Baruch Hu said, Amar Chodesh Baruch Hu, Zohar says, At Bachis Albanu, you're going to cry over your children. L'olam Tivki Albanim, you're forever going to cry over your children. And this is what it means, Rachel Mavaka Albanel, positive in Yirmiyahu, that she causes others to cry. And it says in the quote of Gedaliah Shor, or Gedaliah, it doesn't say Rachel Boch, it says Rachel Mavaka, that she has this influence on anyone who comes to Kever Rachel, they have this natiya to cry. But Leah, when Leah cried, because she didn't want to be next to Esav. shouldn't be buried, shouldn't be married, and Chosh Baruch answered her tefillah, and after that's why she's buried next to Yaakov. But I wanted to say this Havali Banim, the idea to show us that Rachel Imenu's her tefillah, the Zohar, Gedal Ashur says that this is Rachel Mavaka. Mavaka, it means it causes other people to cry. We all have those feelings when you get to cover Rachel. I know, at least for myself, when you ever get to cover Rachel, it's a different type of emotional place. So going to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, obviously Kivrei Avos Imenu, it's very, very special. Just to be able to review our five ideas for this week's Vayetze. Start off the idea of Vayetze Beis Halevi. He says, Vayetze Vayelecharon, be Be'er Shava Yelecharon. Why? Who cares that he left Be'er Shava? Says Beis Halevi. No. The Torah wants to show us that Yaakov was doing mitzvah Kibbe Avayim. He's doing mitzvah Beshlemus. That Rivka told him to leave because Esav wanted to kill him. That's Vayetze. And Vayelecharon is that he was fulfilling Yitzchak to be able to get married. Number two, Meir Pramishlan said, what is the avoda of Achen Yesh Hashem Amakum Hazeh? When you wake up in the morning to make sure that you're fully in it to win it. You're not fooling around or sleeping for another hour, sleeping through a minion. You're starting again fresh, like Reli Alpion says. His Yitzhar told him to get to go back to sleep, so he says to Yitzhar, I guess consciously, if you're up, I'm up. The third idea of Shom of Bells, why does it say Yaakov says, Lech Bishalom Abisavi? What's going on? What's going on over here? Shafti b'shalom aliyah. Why with a base? Because we said that's the same thing. Way we say it to a mace. The Gemara says lech b'shalom means the same way you go, come in this world pure. You should go out of this world pure. And that's what Yaakov is saying. And not only should I not learn from Yitzchak, but I should also for to return my soul to you. Al base avi to Kadosh Baruch Hu to Shemayim, and it be in the purest way. The fourth idea of Ruchim Lavovitz. How do we emulate Kadosh Baruch Hu? That Kadosh Baruch Hu heard Leah and Rivka's. Leah's her anguish and her pain, like Rivka and Shimon were born out of that. How do we emulate Kadosh Baruch Hu? That the more we perceive other people's pain and look out for them, their facial expressions, their perspectives, their people's moods, the tone of voice, that's how we be more like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Most of right? We're getting in the Chanukah mode. Always have to literally trying to do more for others, more for others, more for the always looking for the good. And finally, the Ol Arya, the fifth idea, Havali Banam Hava. Hava's Gemarachia 12. She's saying, give me at least two. Gedal Ashur quotes the Zohar that both Rachel and Leah cried. Rachel is Meracha Mavaka Abanah. That Rachel's constantly crying, but she also causes others to cry. Leah's cry was answered. That she didn't marry Yosef. But the Koyach of crying, the Koyach of tears, the Koyach of Tefillah, especially, you know, just to say, Chanukah Demait, Dega Maisa, Shlomo Lubavitcher was once davening by his Chanukah Licht. And he was there for 5-10 minutes, and then he was davening. So his granddaughter asked him, Zadie, what are you davening for? She said, I'm davening, you should have to find a good chassan. Finally, she came back a half hour, an hour later. He was still davening there. She said, no, what are you davening for now? And the Rosh Hashanah Babavar said, now I'm davening that you should have good children. You have to make sure to use the koich of tefillah, the koich of demos, the koich of crying, especially by the menorah, so great. So she's zocha mitzvah Hashem to do our mitzvahs b'shleimus, especially mitzvah kibbut avim, all our mitzvahs b'shleimus. She's zocha mitzvahs Hashem. Wake up in the morning strong like a lion. Yiskaber karib. I think the Kutzker said you can only wake up a lion if you go to sleep. If you go to sleep like a lion, don't expect to get 3 hours of sleep, and you're not be able to get up. If you want to get up like a lion, you have to go to sleep like a lion. You have to make sure you have enough sleep and be able to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu purely. Be able to give it back our neshama after 120 as pure as we got it. To be able to be sensitive to others. And the more we are sensitive to others, the more we're emulating Kadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, the fifth and final idea: the koach of tefillah, koach of crying, be'ez Hashem, shivzocha. Have a good week and a good Chodesh Kislev.